Ah, dime la verdad, no me engañes más, ¿pa' qué tú estás?
La vida por ti fue solo vacío e infelicidad. Por ti cambié mi camino ignorando los motivos, violentando mi destino y mi verdad. Y al fin te atreves a pararte frente a mí, rogando regresar. Por ti sobreviví a toda indolencia, tanta crueldad. Viví librando mi amor de ataduras, destrozando esta locura, inoculándome la cura. Por ti juré al cielo siempre amarme a mí y volver a empezar. Y así
pa' que lo tuyo no me afecte, Bongo.
Dime pa' que tú estás.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Na, 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 na.
Ah.
And I don't need them under the pretty di, di, di. Dime tú qué hola. Yo no creo en tu bla, 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 bla. Que contigo no quiero.
There you have our quadruple audible grand set. We Are Winter's Blue and Radiant Children began this set with Uncloudy Days from the new debut album No More Apocalypse Father, released on Constellation Records. I should mention that, for me at least, this piece in particular sounds very inspired from the works of Brian Eno. Then we heard Pseudo Hentigon from Edmonton, from their self-titled album, released on Pyrex Gestures, the track called Instrumental, being an instrumental track. And then, actually quite recently, we have Cali Horse, the ethereal post-psychedelic swamp rock duo. They have their official debut full-length album. They completely had a variety of electronic and experimental artists completely remix each and every track of it. This album is called STOEL Remix. That being the full version would be called Some Type of Electric Lagoon Remix. You can find it on Cali Horse's Bandcamp page. The track we heard from this reimagining of the album is called Lagoon Islam Remix. And lucky us, we got our bonus track in by an artist that I featured in the summer called Daimi Arocena, the Grammy-nominated and Juno Award-winning Afro-Cuban singer, composer, and choir director. I featured one of their tracks during the summer from the new album Alchemy from the record label Brownswood. And the track we heard off this album was called Porte. Our final track in today's session is quite grand. It's always amazing and thrilling and mind-blowing to hear new music from Bonnie Trash. They are emerging, in their own words, they are emerging from the shadows to declare love from beyond the grave with an expanded lineup and a brand new EP, My Love Remains the Same. The core of the group, the twin sisters Emma and Sarah, dear friends of mine, are joined by longtime friends Emma Howarth Witters on bass and Donna Bellame on drums, making this a bigger group of new lavish and layered sounds. I'm loving the new EP as I love all of the music by these grand souls, these dear souls. We will be listening to the first track off of the new EP, My Love Remains the Same, and it's called Kisses Goodbye. Unfortunately, we will have to say goodbye for this session, so kisses to you all. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, look inward and beyond.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.